things have been moving faster than usual in the legislature this year. For instance, it's just halfway through the session, and lawmakers have already passed an education funding bill. That's far earlier than in previous years. But some lawmakers fear the shorter session is coming at the expense of the public process. Republican Representative Peggy Wilson of Wrangell thinks the legislature will finish in 90 days, but she says bills are being rushed through committee.
Bills have actually been taken out of committee, and people in the committee have just said, yeah, take it out and so you can get it to the next committee so it can get passed. And so I think that we're seeing probably not as good as an oversight on the bill, and definitely not as much public input as normal because of the time frame has just been squished down to 90 days, and that really makes a difference here.
Are you hearing any of that from other legislators, that there's concerns over that it's just too fast?
Yes, many. Almost everybody.
Wilson's concerns are shared by several of her Southeast colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Senator Albert Kukesh, a Democrat from Angoon, thinks the shorter session was a mistake.
I've noticed in my committees and the ones I chair and the ones I participate in that public process has been cut down to very limited times of participation and very little people being able to participate because of the time crunch.
House Minority Leader Beth Curtula of Juneau says the shorter session has been too fast and too furious. She thinks it's not only reduced constituents' access to the legislative process, but she thinks it's also reduced their access to their legislators.
You know, I usually have time to see just about anybody who wants to come in and have a meeting with me, and this year that's impossible. And that's really hard for me because I really... That's why I'm doing this job, is that I like people, I like working with them. I think the only way you do a good job for your constituents is to listen to them, and this year that's just about impossible.
Haines Republican Bill Thomas, a House Finance Committee member, prefers the pace of the 120-day session as well. Thomas believes the public has had an ample opportunity to comment on the bills before finance in this shorter session, but he also thinks the faster pace has contributed to some high tension among House lawmakers as they work to pass their operating budget.
We had 16 meetings a day plus finance and floor session going on during the operating budget process, people wanting to come in here and get meetings and all. So that was the stressful part.
Alaskans voted by a narrow margin to shorten the legislative sessions to 90 days in a 2006 ballot initiative. The change took effect this year. Fairbanks Republican Representative Jay Ramros was one of the measure's sponsors. He calls it a noble experiment, and pointing to the state's operating budget as an example, he thinks the shorter session is working.
The State House of Representatives just passed out the operating budget 3 weeks ahead of the timeline in which we did it last year, and it enjoyed public review, it enjoyed multiple hearings. I think the quality of the work was no better and no worse than the quality of the work last year.
Ramros is hopeful the shorter session will force lawmakers to better value the time they have to spend on legislation.
There's a notion down here that you prove your worth district by district to your people by how many bills you pass. And generally, in my opinion, when bills are passed, it chips away at the freedom that all Alaskans enjoy and why we choose to live up here instead of living in a more congested state with more rules and more encumbrances on our freedom. And I think it's healthy that fewer bills are likely to be introduced and fewer bills are likely to pass and that better bills will pass.
And perhaps, Ramros suggests, better candidates will run for office because they would have to spend less time in session. While the legislature is making progress on major issues like education funding and the state budget, some lawmakers believe other important matters, like addressing health care costs, have not gotten enough attention. As a result, Juneau Democratic Senator Kim Elton thinks lawmakers will have to do more work in the interim.
I actually think that we're going to be spending a lot more time each year than 90 days. What we're going to be doing is shifting a lot of the work that we would normally do in a 120-day session off into the interim. I think that has some impacts. I think it makes it difficult for those legislators who expect the session to end and expect to have 7 or 8 months to devote to their professional life. I think that's going to be more difficult because I think there are going to be more interim committee meetings. The workload hasn't decreased. It's just the time to do it in the regular session has decreased.
Under the initiative passed in 2006, the 90-day session will be in place for at least 2 years. After that time, the issue will be revisited by the legislature. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.